In this bulletin, the federal government commits to increasing the job seeker rate. More than 500,000 people die from COVID-19 in the United States. And in sport, Ash Barty to face Danielle Collins in the second round of the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Unemployed Australians would receive an extra $25 per week under a federal government plan to permanently increase the job seeker payment. The unemployment benefit is due to be reduced to its base level of around $565 a fortnight when coronavirus supplements are removed at the end of next month. But the Coalition Party Room is considering permanently increasing it by around $3.50 each day and allowing recipients to work more before their payment is reduced. Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie says it's still not enough.
Whether or not thousands of children, single parents, students, people with a disability, people with chronic illness, all out there at the moment unable to get enough paid work, relying on this lifeline job seeker payment, people are being forced to make impossible decisions. It needs to be absolute minimum increase by $25 a day up to $65 per day.
Controversial Liberal Party MP Craig Kelly has resigned from the party and will be sitting on the crossbench. It's understood he'll still support the government on confidence and supply. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese and Greens leader Adam Bandt have become the latest politicians to receive their first doses of coronavirus vaccine. A second shipment of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Sydney overnight, containing 166,000 doses, while another 120,000 will arrive next week. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 80,000 doses will be made available over the coming week.
50,000 to the states, 30,000 to aged care through the Commonwealth, and we'll do the same in week three of the program. It's important that we have consistency. We're always provisioning for the second doses, which is the recommendation of our medical advisers, and making sure that we have contingency if at any stage there were an issue with the supply chain.
No new COVID-19 cases have been detected in Victoria for a fourth consecutive day. The results come from more than 17,000 tests. There are currently 25 active cases in the state. More than 500,000 people in the United States have lost their lives to COVID-19. More than 28 million cases have been recorded in the US, but daily infection numbers and hospitalizations have fallen to the lowest level since before the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays after the vaccine rollout. A Labor senator is accusing Prime Minister Scott Morrison of failing to stand up for women working in politics as assault complaints continue to emerge. Three women have come forward to make various accusations after a former Liberal staffer, Brittany Higgins, alleged a colleague raped her in Parliament House in 2019. Victorian Labor Senator Jess Walsh is questioning how much Mr Morrison's office knew about the allegations.
What we do know about Scott Morrison is that he is not standing up for the women in his own party. And he is not standing up for the women who work in this building. So the women of Australia have to be asking themselves today, will he ever stand up for them?
The Victorian government says it's prepared to cancel Crown Resorts' licence to operate the Melbourne Casino, depending on the findings of a Royal Commission. The Royal Commission comes after an inquiry in New South Wales found the casino operator allowed money laundering and had commercial relationships with people connected to criminal groups. Premier Daniel Andrews says the government will act on the Royal Commission's findings.
This is a Royal Commission to determine whether they're fit to hold that licence. So if you're having that process, you have to be clear that you'll implement the findings. It's going to be a rigorous process.
To sport, American Danielle Collins has set up a meeting with world number one Ash Barty after beating Zheng Sesai in the Adelaide International. Collins overcame Zheng 7-6, 7-5, 6-1 in their first round clash. Well, now the weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Possible light showers in Melbourne, 19. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 19 degrees. Cloudy in Canberra, 19. Wollongong, possible late shower, 20. Sydney, a shower or two, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 22. Brisbane, afternoon showers, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.